burns 5 pieces for the lute. Paul Odette playing the lute there here on Kansas Public Radio. Good Monday morning to you, friends. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. Thought we would ease our way into the Monday with a little lute. You should Google a lute. It's a very old instrument that many of you think, you know, sounds of course like a guitar, but if you see a picture of it and you've never seen one before, they're quite interesting. I am going to keep with this easing in theme. I thought we would listen to some Mozart this hour, a very famous divertimento. Up next, we're going to listen to something quite, well, I guess you would say unique and famous by Telemann. His Tafelmusik, the overture with the dances that follow, it's what they call the quintessential French style of this type of music, which makes it sound very fancy. And it sounds fancy, but, you know, it's just a nice listen. So we are going to listen right now. The recording is a Naxos recording with Orchestra of the Golden Age. Telemann's Tafelmusik, number 3, Overture and Dances for Oboes, Strings, and Continuo, now on KPR. Telemann's Tafelmusik, the Overture and Dances here on KPR, number 3, from the Orchestra of the Golden Age. Some melodious Mozart coming up. I am Destiny. We are live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Glad you are here this morning. I hope you are all doing really well. It's nice and sunny out. It's going to get a little bit warm today, but, you know, I think I'll take that over the cold weather. Indeed, I will. All right. Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation based in Topeka. The Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More info available at sunflowerfoundation.org. How about one of the most famous Mozart divertimenti, Divertimento number 1? This is Musique de Montréal. It is now on KPR. Mozart's Divertimento, a very famous one, number 1 here on KPR, with Turovsky conducting Montreal music. I'm Destiny. Glad you've been here with me this hour. A heads up for Friday, Flash Gordon is here to save the universe at KPR's next Cinema A-Go-Go. Join us at Liberty Hall Friday night for a Flash Gordon double feature. First, a chapter from the 1936 Serial with Buster Crabbe, followed by the 1980 big budget epic starring Sam Jones. The fun starts at 7 p.m. Friday, Liberty Hall. Tickets available at the door. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Old Bridge Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. And support for news here on Kansas Public Radio comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now featuring Brush, Block, and Blood, 3 generations of Yoshida women printmakers, on view through June 28th. Exhibition and event information available at spencerart.ku.edu. NPR News up next, and then I will be opening with a toy symphony on KPR.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. U.S. officials
this week, Trump and Xi are expected to talk about global risk management when it comes to the rise of AI. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt. who the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Leopold Mozart's Cute Little Toy Symphony here on Kansas Public Radio to rattle your brain this Monday morning. Rather charming, though, I think. That was Koussevitzky conducting the Boston Symphony Orchestra. I am Destiny. So glad you're here with me. I hope your day is off to a good start, and I hope your week is super duper. I have a funny Haydn symphony at the end of the hour that is, well, different. Most symphonies are in four movements, and this one is in six, and there's even a little joke in it, so I'm excited to share that with you. Right now, I thought I would play a lovely oboe concerto by Lebrun. It's his concerto number 3. It's got lots of beautiful flourishes in it. I think you'll like it. I've got Camerata Bern, and they are accompanying oboist Heinz Holliger. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Lebrun's Oboe Concerto No. 3 here on KPR. Oboist Heinz Holliger playing with Camerata Bern. I'm Destiny. Glad you're here with me today. I've got a really, really jolly and funny Haydn symphony coming right up. I'd like to thank some of our great sponsors because you keep us all on the air. Support for classical music on KPR comes from LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters Kansas. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and counselors are available around the clock for anyone in a mental or emotional crisis at kansas988.org. Haydn Symphony No. 60, which translates to The Absent-Minded Man. It's pretty funny, and it's unlike other symphonies. Most symphonies are in four movements, but this is in six. It's really dramatic in some ways, and then it's rather comedic and funny, and I think it's a prime example, shall we say, of Haydn's creativity, and he was kind of a funny guy, so I think you'll be able to tell when you listen. Let's enjoy it together. Now on KPR, Haydn Symphony 60 with the Northern Chamber Orchestra and Nicholas Ward conducting on KPR. Did you catch the joke in there? Haydn Symphony No. 60. One of the instruments started tuning during that final movement. That's pretty funny. Here on KPR, the Northern Chamber Orchestra with Nicholas Ward. See, I think Haydn had a pretty good sense of humor. And perhaps he passed it on to Beethoven, who we will hear from next hour. He was Beethoven's teacher, after all. I'm Destiny. Glad you're here with me. I think it's really funny that an instrument tunes in the middle of a symphony. That usually only happens if somebody breaks a string and then they try and hide it. But Haydn very clearly called for it to happen in the music. So being a musician myself, I think that's super funny. You're probably all like, wow, okay, cool. Trust me, it's something funny, I promise. Also next hour, some Vivaldi and your favorite Fauré Pavane. It's KPR.
At KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go, Flash Gordon's here to save the universe.
Flash! Savior of the universe!
Join us Friday at Liberty Hall for Chapter 1 of the 1936 Flash Gordon serial.
Planet is rushing madly toward the Earth, and no human power can stop it.
Plus the 1980 remake featuring music by Queen. It's Friday night at 7, Liberty Hall. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Flash!
Well, that sounds like a hoot. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Public radio listeners, that's you, are engaged, curious, and community-minded, and your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio, and then I get to read your name, and it's super fun. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. It is 72 degrees and sunny outside here in Lawrence. NPR News is coming up next at the top of the hour. It's 11:01, and then I'm back with more music for you here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Passengers from a cruise ship struck by a deadly hantavirus outbreak that killed three people.
Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We are Kansas Public Radio, here for you. Favorite Andante by Beethoven here on Kansas Public Radio. Andante Favori, Vladimir Ashkenazi on the piano. Hello. It is the 11 a.m. hour. I am Destiny. Thanks for joining me here on Kansas Public Radio to listen to classical music. You are my favorite. And so is the Vivaldi Concerto coming up at 11:36, literally called the favorite. But truly, I'm so glad all of you are listening. You are the best listeners. KPR is super lucky to have you. I got a request to play a clarinet quartet. And you know I have Classics by Request on Fridays from 9 to noon, and you can always make a request for that show. But sometimes people can't tune in on Fridays, and they want to hear something else during the week. So I am doing that right now. This is Bernard Heinrich Krusel's Clarinet Quartet No. 1. And the artist is Thea King on the clarinet. If you've got a request you'd like to hear, just go to our website while you're listening, kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. Enjoy the music on KPR. Clarinet Quartet No. 1 by Bernard Heinrich Krusel here on Kansas Public Radio. That was Thea King on clarinet. I'm Destiny. Hello there again. I hope you're doing well. We are coming up upon the noon hour, and before we end the show, I've got, well, a favorite of many of you, I will say. Very beautiful Pavane by Fauré. I'd like to thank some of our great sponsors here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Pony Express began and Jesse James met his end. More information at stjoemo.com. That's stjoemo.com. Pronounced the way I said it. Produced in cooperation with Visit Missouri. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. And how about a favorite concerto? The favorite. Il Favorito by Vivaldi. This is with the Italian soloists, because of course it is, here on KPR. Vivaldi's Il Favorito Concerto here on Kansas Public Radio, I Solisti Italiani, the Italian soloists performing. I am Destiny. Super duper glad you are here with me on this Monday. I hope it's off to a really good start. I know Jeff Watson is in with more great music coming up for you in the afternoon. Do you know who makes KPR's live performance studios possible? You do, yes, and we actually have one coming again on Wednesday. The great music, it's all because of you, and we would love it if you would help us out, keep helping us out if you already do, and if you haven't. We're kind of a fun club to become a part of, I must say. KPR has the neatest bunch of people. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org. You can become a super duper supporter. Super duper is the word of the morning. Like Te Deum. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Te Deum, Kansas City's voice for sacred choral music, offering a Memorial Day weekend concert of remembrance and comfort featuring Herbert Howell's Requiem. Tickets at te-deum.org and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. That's online at kansas988.org. Well, many of you will recognize Fauré's Pavane. There are a lot of instrumental versions of this out there. I actually found a version with the King's Singers. I thought it would be a really special treat to end this hour with. So let's take a listen. It's Carl Davis with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra and the King's Singers, Fauré's Pavane on KPR. Fauré's Pavane here on Kansas Public Radio, an instrumental version many of you are used to hearing. Well, this instrumental version, maybe you weren't used to hearing singers with it, the King's Singers. I thought that was a colorful little addition to it, indeed. I'm Destiny. So glad that you have been here with me today. Jeff Watson is in with more music for you. It is a warm one out there. It's about 75 and really pleasant right now with the sun shining. It is going to get a little bit warmer, though. So enjoy it, though. It's better than a snowstorm here on KPR.
China holds huge economic and strategic leverage.
All Things Considered begins at 3 p.m. today with your local host, Laura Lorson. We are live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or 785-843-TREE. Thank you so much for being here, everyone. It is 12:01. NPR News is coming up next, and then lots more classical music goodies right here for you on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh.